Hello, 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 everybody. This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today, live people. It is March the 26th, Friday. It is almost 8:30 a.m., precisely 8:23 a.m., and we're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today, guys. So before we go ahead and move forward, please go ahead, smash the like and subscribe button below. Really helps with the YouTube algorithm, also circulating our channel around YouTube so more people can get updated on the latest tech updates, software updates, privacy updates, tech deals, and much more. Please, guys, go ahead, smash that like and subscribe button. Also, if you haven't already, please go ahead, follow us on our podcast channel. We're available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify too, as well. Our podcast channel is called Electronic News Network. You know, if you're going for a ride down the street, or you're driving in the morning, or you're just working, a lot of people like to listen to podcasts. A lot of people like to multitask. Maybe if you're working out, if you're going out for a walk, for a run, maybe you're biking, you cycle, maybe you swim with headphones on. That'd be really cool, right? You want to listen to this podcast? Go ahead, follow us on our podcast channel, Electronic News Network. All right. We also have social media channels that we'll leave links in the description below: Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube. You name it, we have it. Okay. So we'll leave links in the description below. Lastly, please go ahead, visit our website, electronicadditions.net. It's really a great website. We have blogs updated weekly, even daily at times as well too, where we're updating you on the latest tech innovations, the latest big tech, news, in terms of companies, in terms of what they're doing. Also, we have our EAD Club membership as well, where you can sign up only for as little as $100 to sign up and $100 a month to get the best prices on tech products and, just awesome prices, guys. I'm not going to ruin it for you. Go to electronicadditions.net so you can find out more. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today. So let's get started for today, guys. Okay, so it looks like Marvel, right, couldn't wait any longer to kick off its next phase of movies. Okay, so Disney is debuting Black Widow as a Disney Plus Premier Access title alongside its theoretical release this summer, sacrificing one of its biggest potential summer blockbusters to its streaming service and foregoing what would almost certainly have hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars at the box office in the process, guys. So that is really cool, right? So in a vacuum, Disney could have waited to release Black Widow until theaters were back to normal in a post-pandemic world and reap the box office rewards. But in many ways, the company is a victim of its own success, right? So the ever-expanding Marvel Cinematic Universe means that each new Disney Plus show or blockbuster film relies on previous Marvel entries, and Disney just couldn't keep delaying its next wave of superhero adventures, right? So yeah, Marvel couldn't wait any longer, right? And I guess the fans really couldn't wait any longer, right? We always want to see fans want to see things releasing. They're waiting for this release of Black Widow. And so hey, it looks like it's as it's on Disney Plus Premier Access, so it's about to be releasing this summer. So definitely go check it out. If you haven't already, go ahead subscribe to Disney Plus. Heard it's a really great service. Personally, I don't have it, but I have friends that have it. They absolutely love it. For you Disney fans that love the old school retro Disney channels. Disney Channel was so much more different back in the day, the early 2000s. It was just so much better, right? And so personally, I'm a 90s baby. Other people were born a little bit after 2000. Imagine, guys, imagine if you were born in 2000, right? And Now you're 21. That's kind of crazy. So, but yeah, guys, definitely check it out. All right. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, we also have a 5-year-old Fairphone 2 getting updated to almost 3-year-old Android 9, right? So the sustainable smartphone manufacturer, Fairphone, has gotten Google certification for its Android 9 update for the Fairphone 2, which sounds really cool and looks really cool, right? So getting certification for a nearly 3-year-old version of Android doesn't sound that impressive until you realize that it's running on a phone originally released 5 years ago when it ran Android 5, right? So the rollout of the software starts today and will continue until April 18th, Fairphone says, right? So it's a length of support that's basically unheard of among Android phone manufacturers. Although Fairphone 2 owners aren't going to be able to enjoy the latest Android 11 features, the more important thing is that they're running a version of Android that's still officially supported, right? So Google's latest Android security bulletin from this month includes multiple fixes for security issues in Android 9. Right, so that is really, really, really good. All right, so if you guys want to learn more about this too, you guys can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. This article is also on TheVerge.com as well too. All right, so moreover on this update, right? So the Fairphone 2's Android 9 update has been in the works for a while and was released in the beta back in June 2020. So at the time, Fairphone outlined the challenges it had in trying to support such an old phone, including the fact that Qualcomm no longer provides support for the processor inside the device, a Snapdragon 801, which originally announced back in 2014, right? So to get Google certification for Android 9 for Fairphone 2, just as we hit 5 years of support for the smartphone, is a huge achievement for Fairphone, says CEO of Fairphone, Eva Gouwens, right? So in order to get certification, we had to pass approximately 477,000 Google tests, right? So that is a lot of tests, guys. When you're talking about trying to roll out an effective Android smartphone, going through almost 500,000 Google tests, that's a lot of tests to be then bringing it out into the market. So you know that these guys really took the time to, you know, develop this phone, and they released the beta back in June 2020, so even last year. So now they're really getting getting this phone rolled out now. So this is just amazing, guys. Obviously, you can see the pictures here. Fairphone on Twitter announced that today we're celebrating a milestone. The hashtag Fairphone2 gets a major software upgrade 5 years later, 5 years after launch. We started Fairphone with a mission to encourage smartphone longevity by disrupting the electronics industry, and signifies that commitment, right? So some of you guys may really like this phone, so really go ahead and check it out, Fairphone 2. All right, so that is definitely amazing, right? So if you guys want to learn more, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, news on gaming, guys. So this may be one of your favorite games. Looks like Final Fantasy 8 is now on iOS and Android. So the oft-forgotten Final Fantasy 8 has made its way to smartphones just a few decades after it's debuted, right? So today, Square Enix launched the classic role-playing game on both iOS and Android. It's available for $17 right now, but the price will jump to $21 starting on April 5th. So that's just in about a week to 2 weeks, guys. So definitely go ahead and see if you can get this for a good price at $16.99 right now, right? So the Final Fantasy VIII first launched on the original PlayStation back in 1999, though this version is the more recent remaster, which hit consoles on the Xbox One, PS4, and Switch back in 2019, right? So the game is also available on Steam. In addition, addition to improved visuals, the remaster includes some quality of life tweaks, like the option to speed up combat and world exploration as well. So you can definitely go ahead, find this out, find out more about this too. It's available on iOS and Android right now. So you can go ahead. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, this is a kind of news on NFTs, right? So we talked about this earlier. If you guys don't know what NFT stands for, it stands for non-fungible tokens. This is more of a cryptocurrency blockchain space type of update, right? So your $1 million NFT can break tomorrow if you're not careful. This is an article written on TheVerge.com. Very great website if you're looking to get, tech updates and stuff like that as well too. All right, so it turns out the House of Cards, that is the NFT system, is even more precarious than it first appears, right? So NFTs are fundamentally built on trust that a seller won't screw you over, trust that these tokens magically have value, and that holds true even in the deepest level of the system. Ultimately, you're buying a collection of metadata defining what you own, right? So definitely, they're saying, be careful, guys. There's a lot of worrisome in the NFT space. It's kind of new. It really defeats the purpose of physical art, right? Because now you can take the physical art form and put it onto the blockchain as an NFT and say that this is an original art, right, of the actual, of the art. But now you have it in digital form, and these can cost upwards to millions and millions of dollars, guys. They're literally NFTs, guys. I'm not joking, that are selling for millions of dollars. Okay, it is happening as we speak. It is crazy, guys. And there are NFTs on a lot of things, right? And even if you want to create your own NFT, you can, right? And it's really, really amazing, right? So let's take a look at this article. Let's read a little bit into it. Let's see what they have to say, right? So it looks like open up the $69 million NFT the Beeple sold at Christie's, right? So, and you won't find much. The name of the artwork isn't there. The name of the artist is missing, right? So, and crucially, you won't even have the actual piece of art. That's the thing about NFTs, guys, right? So they're saying that it is the original, but who knows, right? Really, people can, take a screenshot and say, hey, this is the original, and put it as an NFT, and next thing you know, it's out there, right? That's one of the problems that I find personally with NFTs, right? And if you know anything more about NFTs, you want to, debate it, and you want to add more comments, please leave a comment below. We'll be happy to discuss more, right? So moreover, that's not a flaw in Beeple's NFT. It's just how the system works, right? So it turns out the House of Cards is that the NFT system is even more precarious than it first appears, right? So moreover, but that's one significant gap in the system, ensuring that an NFT is held together. NFTs use links to direct you to somewhere else where the art and any details about it are being stored. And as anyone who has browsed the internet before should know, links can and do die. So what happens if your NFT breaks down and points to nothing? Right. So that's an awfully expensive 404 error for buyers of these NFTs. Right. So what if it breaks down? Right. Like, you know how you click on a link and it goes to create another website or another page and you can't access the link. It says 404 error. Imagine you paid $1,000 or even millions of dollars for an NFT and that happens to you. Where's your art now? You just paid millions of dollars for this fake piece of art, right? So you got to definitely be careful. And Aaron Persansky, a law professor of Case Western Reserve University and co-author of The End of Ownership, wrote in the email to The Verge, right? NFTs are digital tokens used to buy and sell digital art, but unlike a painting, which can be placed in a buyer's home, an NFT is more like a piece of paper saying you own something, generally a digital illustration or videos, sometimes a weird looking cat. That is one of the most popular NFTs out there as well too, guys, right? So if you guys want to go ahead, find out, learn more about the risk of NFT and why you want to be careful, and read more into this article explaining more on on how NFTs art could disappear if it's not properly maintenance correctly, right? Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about this as well too. All right. Moreover, guys, we have news on a pretty interesting smart device here. So the NexVue NexPad Pro T530 review. So as much as we like the styling, the NexPad Pro T530 is a low specification tablet without a battery. Very interesting. The concept of a tablet that can't be borrowed makes sense, right? So although security side of Android is a concern, right? So let's go see, let's delve into this. What do they mean it has no battery, and why is this interesting, right? What makes this so worthy of a review according to techradar.com? All right. So according to its LinkedIn page, NeVo is based in Indianapolis and are leading global brand for video enhanced unified communication solutions, including phones, video conference bars, and video enhanced large IFPs panels. The review hardware they sent to us is a hybrid design aimed at office use, covering the functionality of several devices potentially, right? So should the user not already have a computer and a phone, right? So when is a tablet not a tablet? Right, so it's not a very Lewis Carroll answer, but when it is a NexVue NexPad Pro T530 and requires main power to work, right? So the price, what's the price and availability, Calvin? What is it? So the NexVue NexPad T Pro T530 or T530 or T530, as we call it from the point onwards, costs about $400 directly from the makers. All right. And for a tablet, not too shabby, right? Kind of similar to the iPad. iPads, it depends, range around like $300, sometimes $500, sometimes even more, right? But you have something that's pretty interesting about this. Very interesting design, pretty nice layout, pretty nice operating system. So Android tablet as you know it. So the design of this device strays from the well-worn path, since it is effectively an Android 10 tablet but without battery power. If that sounds silly, and it might, then it's worth considering the tablets along with phones are the items of technology that companies see disappear from their offices more than any other, right? So the T530 is meant to sit on a desk where it can provide access to basic email services, a digital assistant, conference calls, and any other jobs that you might do with a tablet. Except it is possible to chain this one to future using a provided security slot so it won't magically go missing, never to be seen again, right? So obviously you can see more photos here. It has its charging ports here. Its Ethernet cord is there too. Very, very interesting, right? As we can see more photos here as well. So it looks like the hardware. So it looks like the tablet technology and the T530 came from parts designed for phones and tablets, mostly by Qualcomm. It's the Qualcomm designed Snapdragon 450. That is the heart of the SoC, combined with the 3 GB of LPDDR3 and 32 GB of flash storage. Not too bad. So we assume the 32 GB But the end user reality is that they have access to just 21 gigabytes of that capacity in our system. That was reduced to 17.2 gigabytes by pre-installed applications, right? So you got to be aware of that, right? So definitely, undoubtedly, the best bit of the device is the 1920 by 1200 resolution display that Nivo describes as a retina level. Just for clarity, there's no definition of retina displays, but infers that a normal viewing distance, the human eye wouldn't easily be able to see individual pixels, right? So Apple came up with the Retina display marketing guff, and its current iPad mini has a resolution of 2048 by 1536 on a 7-inch panel, making it 326 pixels per inch and not the 283 PPI seen on this device, right? So that being said, the screen is sharp, bright, and reasonably well saturated, right? So it looks like the Tech Radar gave this a verdict. According to them, they say as much as we liked the styling, the next pad Pro T530 is a low specification tablet without a battery. The concept of a tablet that can't be borrowed makes sense, although the security side of the Android is a concern. They have positives for Android 10. It's easy to install and configure, and it has an excellent screen display. The cons is that it's expensive for the hardware specification, there's no remote management tools, and it pre-installed Facebook right off the bat. And so that's pretty much what it is, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, you can guys go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. All right, more news on Amazon Web Services, right? So AWS can now tell just how well your business is doing. So Amazon Web Services, Amazon's cloud computing platform, has launched a new service called Lookout for Metrics that helps users streamline their operations by analyzing metrics and identifying the weak spots, right? So capturing and studying metrics or key performance indicators from various business processes is an essential task that helps businesses become more efficient, right? So that's really, really cool. Again, Amazon looking out for small businesses, and looking out for their metrics and everything like that. So really great job by Amazon Web Services. So you can definitely check this out. If you guys have AWS, check out new service called The Metrics. And if you're running a small business or medium-sized or big business, this may be helping you figure out lots of things that can be more beneficial so you can make the right decisions, right? All right, moreover, news on Windows 10. So features Windows 10 update could fix one of its most annoying problems, right? So Windows 10 could finally be getting a fix for one of its most annoying quirks, as Microsoft is looking to separate the taskbar from Explorer .exe, EXE process in the upcoming Windows 10 21 H2 update. So why is this a big deal? Explorer.exe is a critical process in Windows 10 that runs Windows Explorer, the way you view files and folders in Windows 10. And it also handles other parts of the user interface, including the taskbar, which runs along the bottom of your screen, right? So that is very, very amazing, right? So that could be a real fix of that annoying problem, right? Some of you guys that have Windows 10 know what I'm talking about, and that can be very annoying some for you, right? Some of you guys may not really care. You guys probably haven't even noticed, but it's a little bit of update that's good to know for your Windows 10 devices, right? If you guys want to learn more about that, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so also news on MacBooks. So Apple MacBooks could be getting a nifty trick to keep them cooler and slimmer. Future MacBooks could potentially use a system of deployable feet or a stand to raise up the laptop when it's on a surface, allowing for improved cooling underneath, theoretically perhaps enabling the device to use use slightly less bulky cooling components inside and therefore potentially stay slimmer. This is a design avenue which Apple is currently exploring according to a new patent as highlighted by Patently Apple. But as ever, patent technology may remain purely experimental and never actually be used in a finished MacBook, right? So very, very, very interesting, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well. Also, guys, for you camera geeks out there, you guys love, love, love taking photos. You guys are into cameras. I used to have a friend, that coworker I used to work with. He's seriously into cameras. This might be, a great, great piece of news for him and for all you camera geeks out there. All right, Brian, so if you're watching this, this is for you, right? So Pantex K3 Mark III will finally launch next week for DSLR fans, right? So the glacial launch of the Pantex K3 Mark III DSLR might finally reach its conclusion next week, with rumors suggesting it's finally ready to go on sale. Pantex Rumors is reporting that Pantex K3 Mark III, which is an APS-C DSLR for hobbyist shooters, right, is already listed at a dealer / online store and will be available for pre-order next week, guys. So that's, be ready for that, right? So the K3 Mark III was expected to fully launch at the CP Plus camera show in February. I think we went over that camera show back in our previous episodes as well. But Pantex released a statement saying that the camera had been delayed due to issues with product part availability, right? So it also added it needed greater amount of time for us to achieve the exceptional performance and finest quality that is the hallmark of next APS-C flagship model. Right. So definitely, guys, if you guys want to learn more about this awesome camera too, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Okay. So let's see. The only thing I want to really see is if there's a price. I don't think they've rolled out a price on this camera yet. I know these cameras are pretty expensive most of the time. So definitely be prepared to have, I would say, at least a few hundred dollars, maybe even more, right? So it's going to be available for pre-order next week. So if you guys want to learn more about this, you guys can click into the article. You guys can learn more, right? So you can have, you see these photos of the Pantex of the release, and it looks like, honestly, it looks super clean, super nice, but honestly, these cameras are looking more and more the same, honestly, to me. But for you camera geeks out there that really like that, so you guys know all these specifications that you like, and oh no, this is different, this is different, you know, I don't know all that, but hey, you know, for you guys would probably love that, right? So definitely check it out if you guys want to learn more information about that. All right, so it looks like, moreover, it looks like, so Samsung's new partnership offers another glimpse of drone delivery future, right? So in only one Irish town, right? So in Oranmore, very interesting name, a small town in County Galway, Ireland, you can now get a taste of a possible instantly gratifying drone delivery future, right? So in a newly announced partnership with the Irish drone delivery company Manna, Samsung is promising delivery of its small electronics like phones and smartwatches within 3 minutes when ordered by someone in Oranmore from Samsung's Irish online store. That's awesome, guys. So imagine you order like a phone or a smartwatch or even the Samsung Buds, right? You order in Ireland from their online store. You can have the drone literally deliver it to you. That sounds really cool. They may need to roll out something like this in the U.S. That sounds really cool, guys, right? So the Manna uses custom-developed aerospace drones to complete deliveries, according to Samsung's announcement, right? So the drone's ability to travel at speeds over 60 kilometers per hour, around 37 miles per hour, which is not too bad, right? So seems to be what guarantees those aggressive delivery times, right? So though only operating within a 2 kilometer radius from their dispatch center probably helps too, right? So obviously this is, they're probably just testing this out. Honestly, as this process gets even better and better, they'll probably, expand their distance from where they can act from people where they can actually order, right? So very cool, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, more news on masks. So it looks like this is kind of a smart tech mask. Looks pretty cool, right? So Razer is actually making its concept RGB face mask. Obviously, you can see from the picture here, this kind of looks like a workout mask having these two filters on the side. Really, really good design though. Really nice mask on this lady model over here, right? So Razer says it's planning to ship its concept reusable N95 face mask unveiled back in January, right? So Project Hazel includes active disc type ventilators, chroma RGB lighting, and voice projection, right? So the face mask is also transparent, allowing for lip reading and the ability to see facial cues when you talk to people, right? So huh, so the, let's repeat that again. The fast is also the mat the face mask is also transparent, allowing for lip reading and ability to see facial cues when you talk to people. So that's awesome, right? So now we know most masks now, you can't even hear what people are saying or what people are looking like, if they're smiling, if they're mad, if they're happy, but now you can actually see that with this mask, right? So we were thinking this is a concept project, and this is going to be relevant when vaccinations and everything has been rolled out, right? Says Razer CEO Ming Liang Tan in an interview with Yahoo Finance, right? So we are going to proceed in making it reality and ship the smart mask as well. So that is very, very amazing. It's always cool to have a smart mask. I love smart anything. We're living in a tech society now. We're living in a digital realm. So having smart stuff, especially a smart mask, I mean, why not? That just seems very, very cool, right? So that's very awesome, right? So that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking for today, guys. Okay, if you guys want to go ahead and look up more news info on our other social media pages, like our Facebook page, you can follow us at The Real EAD, which is all one word. Also on our Instagram page as well, which is called Official Electronic Editions, also all one word. We'll leave links in the description below so you guys can follow us on our other social media channels. Please, guys, don't forget to go ahead and follow us. Just visit our site, electronicadditions.net. You can visit it, just peek in it every week, just check it out, see if there's any deals that you'll see that you like, with our membership prices being pretty much what the best in the industry right now, in terms of pricing and stuff like that, with these high top tech gadgets and things like that. Go ahead, check us out on a weekly basis or a daily basis or every hour or every second. It'd be awesome. But if anything like that, guys, we'll definitely see you guys soon. Hopefully you guys are staying safe, staying clean, staying healthy, and let's keep living in the digital realm. Let's keep flying through aerodynamic space, guys. All right, so I'll see you guys soon in the next one.